Hey, what's up, listeners? It's Rusty. More Rusty news for you today. A little harder story, a little more difficult to cover today. It was sad and emotional. But I'd like to share with you, kind of get your thoughts on it, maybe something you can think about. I was down at court, Dane County Courthouse today, covering a news story, a homicide trial. The jury was set to deliberate, which they eventually did. And it was just an interesting case because this guy came into the place he was working at. He worked at a group home, and he came in and shot and killed a girl, a co-worker that worked there, and shot and injured somebody else, and eventually, like, set a fire there, just crazy stuff. And it gets even sadder because this girl who was working there, fairly young, her parents had divorced. I think they split when she was younger, and her mom still lived. They were from overseas, and her mom still lived overseas, and her dad lived here in the States. And she eventually, you know, decided to come visit him and stay with him and live here for a while. And she had only been here for 6 months visiting when she was shot and killed in this incident by this guy. And apparently he was drunk at the time, and this is where it gets even worse, you know, in my perspective, and this was the perspective of the family, because they had a chance to convict him of intentional first-degree homicide, but instead they went with the lesser charge of intoxicated use of a firearm resulting in essentially death, or a death, which is less than, you know, intentionally using it. So basically saying the alcohol caused him to do this. So they were very emotional. They felt very conflicted, felt very kind of cheated out of the system. And then hearing more stories from the dad of this girl, how he's saying, you know, she told him she didn't want to come visit because of this, guns and violence in the United States. And he said, oh, it's okay, and I've been here for 20 years, you'll be fine. In 6 months, she's here, and some drunk guy comes into her work, shoots her, and kills her, and ends her life, takes her away from her family. And that was just, it was sad to see them having to deal with that and go through that pain. Gun violence, it's something else. It's absolutely very disheartening to see these emotional stories take place right in front of you. And I really hope that gun use and gun reform can be changed in this country, so more cases like this don't keep occurring. Sorry for the heavier note for tonight, but just thought I'd share part of the news world. Sometimes it hits pretty hard. Thanks for listening. Again, this is Rusty News. Keep you posted. Maybe some more lighthearted stuff tomorrow, but today, sad heart. Thanks for listening.